TV podcast with Tim Prevett. Welcome to the Slow TV podcast. My name is Tim Prevett and I love Slow TV. I am on a mission to help the world to love Slow TV. So whether you're a fan, a thinker, a filmmaker, or just a bit curious, the Slow TV podcast is for you. Welcome to the first episode of the Slow TV podcast. My name, as you have already heard, is Tim Prevett. I really do love Slow TV. I want to give you a little introduction to myself and to the reasons I love Slow TV and the reasons for this podcast. Back in 2014, I was doing a master's course in television documentary production at the University of Salford. As you do for these kind of courses, you had to do a big final project, which counted towards a big chunk of your final grade. Approaching the decision as to what to do for my final documentary, I became aware of this going on in Norway, a TV format where large chunks of the population would tune in to an activity, an event being screened in real time, usually, not exclusively, live on Norwegian TV, and the viewing figures were absolutely sky high. I was wanting to do a project about something which would enrich people's lives. There are documentaries which go digging into dodgy dealings. That wasn't what I wanted to do with my film. I wanted to do something about beauty, about nature. And in particular, living in South Manchester at the time, there was a tower block not very far away, and the movement of the shadow of this tower block greatly interested me. So my film kind of started out as, how can we use Norwegian Slow TV to enrich people's lives in an urban environment? What principles, what ideas, what motifs could we take from Slow TV to make something about living in a high density population area that would be enriching? It's very easy to have enriching content from the natural beauty of North Wales, the Lake District, Scotland, and so on. Norway screams natural beauty. It is stunning. The more I have come to know about Norway, the nature, the fjords, the mountains. So as I began exploring Norwegian Slow TV, hoping to do a project based on this tower block very close to home at the time, it became clear that I would have to go to Norway. So we booked a trip to Norway, having gotten in touch with a number of folk the Norwegian broadcaster NRK to set up interviews in Bergen and in Oslo. Flying out to Oslo in late August, we had interviews arranged at NRK's main offices there with the controller of NRK2, Frederick Farden, the commissioner who gave Slow TV the financial go-ahead, Anakin Ness, also the head of international format development, Ola Hedeman. Early the next morning, up to the University of Oslo to interview Espen Ytreberg, an academic at the university. Later that day, it was a flight out to Bergen. The wish list for that day was to arrive in time to see Hurtigruten, the Norwegian ferry and star of one of the Slow TV shows, depart Bergen on its course up towards Kirkenes in the far north of Norway. We got there in good time, saw Hurtigruten depart, which was an enormous thrill. The next day, on board the next Hurtigruten vessel, which was moored, we had arranged to interview Thomas Hellum and Rune Myklebust, two of the innovators of the format and project managers. Further to that, I got to interview one of the key personnel in London, DRG, who are the rights holders and distributors for NRK of the Norwegian Slow TV format, and also interview another from the Norwegian commercial broadcaster TV2 for a Slow TV production that they had done, which was nominated for and went on to win an award. I also got to interview an academic in media psychology, and then I had a trip to Trondheim for Salmeboka Minute for Minute, the hymn book Minute for Minute, back in November, which was an unforgettable experience. I had the opportunity to film behind the scenes for 3 days whilst the broadcaster, with hundreds of choirs and thousands of people over 3 days continuous, sung the entire Norwegian hymn book from cover to cover. 899 hymns, 899 is a Norwegian number I will never forget. I got to be interviewed on Norwegian television on NRK2 Live, and then during that project, I began the Slow TV blog, becoming aware that there was no resources out there for studying and thinking about Slow TV. I was having to cut my own furrow in kind of a breakthrough area with surprising narratives and ideas going on for what you might think would be a very boring format, but not so. I got to speak at a Slow Media Symposium held by the University of Bath Spa, and then I got interviewed on lots of local BBC radio stations, and I even got to be interviewed on the BBC flagship programme Breakfast on a Sunday morning. Since then, I have become networked with lots of people who love Slow TV, either as fans, are making their own films inspired by and referencing Slow Television, as well as people studying it and thinking about it either as a production style or what it might do in terms of media psychology, applications and so on. So I have this very rich archive of material about Slow TV, which is just sitting on a hard drive, not doing very much. Bits of it have been used in my documentary, That Damned Cow, Just What Is Norwegian Slow TV, and my first full episode of the Slow TV podcast after this introduction is the audio of that documentary. This Slow TV podcast is an opportunity for me to get out this archival material, the full interviews of the NRK professionals in Bergen and Oslo, some of the academics I have interviewed, the applications of it. I also want to use it to interview and interact with other fans, thinkers and filmmakers on Slow TV as we interact with each other and as other Slow TV projects come to light from NRK and from around the world. I would also like to use this podcast as a way to attract working on future Slow TV projects. Obviously, having been thinking and studying Slow TV deeply for 5-6 years, I have many ideas for Slow TV projects which I would love to see come to fruit. I believe that they are viable projects, and with the right amount of money and personnel, that they could bring something really special, really enriching to a considerable audience. In the meantime, I have worked on my own Slow TV inspired projects, and which I am slowly editing and bringing to fruition, but there are others I would like to bring. So if you are from a production company and you want to help bring a good Slow TV project to the world's attention, please get in touch with me. I really do believe that there are ideas which haven't been plumbed yet, which could do something really special for the broadcaster and audience. If you want to follow me, I am on a variety of social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn. Please interact with me. You can also email me, Tim Previtt, that's P-R-E-V for Victor, E-T-T, timprevitt@gmail.com. If you can make sure that the header is something clearly, obviously related to Slow TV, then that can grab my attention with the daily influx of hundreds of messages. If you think the Slow TV podcast is something that you would like to engage with regularly, please subscribe. If you think there are others who would enjoy it, also share it with them. Also, I'd like to bring to your attention a slow audio podcast that I'm creating, the Urban, Natural and Ambient Soundscape podcast. I've been recording audio from nature and urban environments for a number of years, and it's an opportunity to put that material also online with a similar concept to Slow TV behind it, as well as creating more slow audio content. Any suggestions, improvements, do let me know. Wherever you are in the world, take care, do say hello to me, and I look forward to seeing where this goes.
All new material copyright Tim Previtt.